from Alexander Rabi.
Good morning to you all, and thank you for inviting me to speak. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Mishpatim. There are many, many mitzvahs in this week's Parsha. The whole Parsha is full of mitzvahs. There are, in fact, 53 mitzvahs in this week's Parsha. Nun Gimel mitzvahs. Remes would be Gan Eden. 53 mitzvahs in this week's Parsha. Some mitzvahs are benodim lechaveroi, like Shemechinam, Shemesacha, Eshoyil, Mikishvus and Bezdin. And some mitzvahs are benodim lamokoim, Shviyis, Kashrus, Pidim Bechor. How many mitzvahs are benodim lamokoim, and how many mitzvahs are benodim lechaveroi? Says the Chasam Sofer, Ve'ele ha-mishpatim. Mishpatim is dinim. Dinim is for halachas that we need a bezin, which is between bin adam lechaveri, like police for bin adam lechaveri. Ve'ele is gematria 42. It's 42 which is bin adam lechaveri. Ve'ele ha-mishpatim. There are 42 mitzvahs which is mishpatim, which is bin adam lechaveri. And the other 11 mitzvahs is bin adam lamokim, between a person and Hashem. The Baal HaTurim says a very nice remez in the pasuk in the word Hamishpatim. Ve'ila Hamishpatim asher tosim lifneihem. Says the Baal HaTurim, Hamishpatim is Rosh HaTeivos Hadayin Mitzuva Sheyase Pshora Terem Yase Mishpat. We know Hadayin Mitzuva, Hadayin is commanded, Sheyase Pshora, he should make a compromise, Terem Yase Mishpat. When it comes to Choshen Mishpat, the first halacha is to try and compromise, make a pshara. We want everyone to walk out of Bezdin happy. Why should we make a machlokes, a fight? If it's possible for the Dayanim to make a pshara, they'll try to make a pshara, see if people can agree to come to a certain price. This is the Rosh HaTeivos in the word HaMishpatim. The Sama Rebbe asks a very interesting question. The saint of the Torah is, straight after Matan Torah, we're starting off with the halachas of Choshen Mishpat. The whole of Mishpatim is basically Choshen Mishpat. And the halachas of Ohr Chaim, Yehudah, and Evan Ezer are scattered in the Torah much further on. In Achim we have the Arayas, we have Tum and Tahar and Tazirim Mitzoya. We have in Kiseitze, we have Gerushin, Kedushin, Yibum, Chalitza. The halachas of Evan Ezer, Yehudah, and Ohr Chaim are much later on in the Torah. The Torah starts off with the halachas of Choshen Mishpat. As the Satmar Rebbe, if so, why does Shulchan Aruch start with Ohr Chaim? Shulchan Aruch should start with Choshen Mishpat, like the seed of the Torah, and after Choshen Mishpat should be Ohr Chaim, Yehudah, Evan Ezer. Why is it Shulchan Aruch Chelik Aleph Ohr Chaim? Says the Satmar Rebbe, Choshen Mishpat is all about making pshoras. The best thing to do is to compromise. If Shulchan Aruch would start with Choshen Mishpat, people would learn from the beginning. You go to Seder, and you get the Choshen Mishpat, you learn all about the Psharis. And when it comes to Ohr Chaim, you can think, you know what, I can make Psharis in Ohr Chaim also. Davening is a bit too long. You know what, I'll come halfway, I'll make a Pshara. I'm not sure, can I put the light on Shabbos? Can I not put the light on Shabbos? I do it with a Shinoi for a bit of time, I'll make a Pshara. No. Get Ohr Chaim clear. Once Ohr Chaim is clear, then you can keep a Choshen Mishpat for the end of Shulchan Aruch. Keep the Psharis for Choshen Mishpat. I want to share with you a beautiful vart from Reb Chaim Kaufman. Mishnayis Ovis starts with Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Mesor Yeshua, Yeshua Lizakenim. Why of all the Mishnayis in Shas does it start with Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai? Brochus, the beginning of Shas should start with, instead of Me'imasai, should start with Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. That's the beginning of Shas. Why bang in the middle of the end of Nezikin comes to Mishnayis Ovis, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai? So the Baal HaTanur, at the beginning of Ovis, asks this question, and he says, the rest of the Torah, obviously it came from Sinai, we know. Zeroi, Moi, Noshim, Nezikin, why shouldn't it, it's also a chelik of Torah Misinai? The Chiddush is even Mishnayis Ovis, which is just a midas ba'alma, the way that Tanoim used to interact with each other and speak to each other, it's just a midas ba'alma. Somebody would have thought it's just a midas of chassidus, pious, maybe just skulas. Says the Mishnayis, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, that even Ovis, which is just midas, is a chelik of Torah Misinai. Says Reb Chaim Kaufman, the same thing here, we can say here, we're now after Parshas Yisro, after Matan Torah, and the first thing we start is Choshen Mishpat, Ve'ila Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lefneihem, the halachas of Choshen Mishpat. Ben Adam Lechaveru, Nezek, Tzah, Nezek, Shemechinim, Shemesacha, because we're giving over the same message, that Ben Adam Lechaveru is a chelik of Torah Mesinai, just like in Mishnah's Ovis, Mishnah's Ovis. Starts off Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai. On this pasuk, Ve'ila Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lefneihem, I want to share a small story on this pasuk. Rashi says Asher Tosim Lefneihem V'lo Lefnei Goyim. You can't go to a Goyish court. Afilu Yodas B'din Echot Shem Donin Kedini Yisrael. Al to be about koyt shalahem, you're not allowed to go to a goyish court as a chomer to keisla for a yid to make a din Torah by the goyim. It's showing the goyim that our dayanim don't know what they're talking about. They're not enough. We need to go to the goyim. Naftali Shukovitsky was a Rav in Gateshead before Rabbi Tzala Rakov. My shver actually bought the house of Naftali Shukovitsky. He lives in that house. So in his times, the bacha scratched somebody's car. In those days, so it was the person it was an expensive car for those days. Nowadays, you wouldn't look at such a car. But in those days, an expensive car, and they was very upset, the person. He wanted a lot of money, so they went to Avtoli Shukovitsky. So he said, he looked into the thing, and the matter, and he said, £400, the bacha should pay. There was a lot of money in those days. But the balabos wanted much more money. If there was a car, he said, Avtoli Shukovitsky doesn't know about cars. He wants much more than £400. Decided he's going to go to the Goyish court. So he went to Newcastle for the Goyish court, and he had a time for his court case. And all the bochum and yeshiva knew about such a terrible thing. How can this person go to a Goyish court? So they decided, we're going to give him a surprise. And by the court, you can watch what's going on. So they went to the balcony, 40 bochum. As soon as the judge told this yid to speak, they started to scream down from the balcony, Ve'ilam Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lefneihem Lefneihem Lefnei Goyim. And the Yid got such a pachad, he thought it was like a baskel coming from Shemaim. He's here in court by himself, he doesn't see any Yidden. All of a sudden there's 40 bachim from the balcony above screaming at him. The judge says silence in the court, and the Yidden Meisah, he ran away. That's just a small story in this pasuk. So a little later on in the parasha, just after Shlishi, Ki yave ish sodei chorei v'shilach es b'iro yabiyah b'sdei ache. Meitav sodei or meitav karmi yishalim. If somebody lets his animals go into someone else's field, he has to pay meitav. He has to pay from the best of his land to pay up for what happened, what the animals damaged. Now there's a special din of shen v'regel. Shen v'regel is if an animal eats something or damages something b'shus harabim. Like you go to Gedan Go'ola, where everyone has their stock or mamish on the road, and an animal goes and eats something, b'shus harabim, then the bailim are potter. You do not need to pay. However, you pay mashinernis. You pay for the hanah that they had, that they saved giving a meal to the cow, the animal. If there's somebody who had strawberries outside, strawberries cost much more than normal straw. He just needs to pay for straw. He doesn't need to pay for the value of strawberries or whatever nice fruit that the animal ate. You pay mashinernis. Now, but all nizikin, there's a by the choftal and nizikin, a gana, a gazlan, you pay, you mean meitav. There's three types of land a person can pay from. There's idis, the best land, Chazal choose what's the best land, what he owns. There's the beinanis, which is a bit rocky, it's not so good. And there's the ziburis, a very rocky land. It's not as good as the idis. But in value, it's all the same, because if we'll take from Ziboris, we'll take a bigger land. If we take from Idis, we'll take a smaller land. In the value, it's all the same. But people still prefer to have Idis, a small land which has good fruit, is better than a big land which is rocky. So by all the Choftal and the Zikin, we take from Idis, Mimetav Sadeh, like the Pasuk says, from the best of his land. What's the din by Shen Baregel B'Shus Harabim? Your potter? You pay mashinernis. Do you pay me idis, or you pay maybe from ziburis or beinanis? What do you pay from? It's not a normal. It's not one of the choftal in the zikin. So the Oz Sameach has a suffix about the Shaila. And the Oz Sameach brings the Chuvah to Rashba. And you don't pay not Idis and not Beninis. The whole reason why normally there is a tzad to pay Beninis is by a Baal Choy. If you lend somebody money, he doesn't have the money, you go and take his Beninis. Because Me'ikim Medin Torah, a Baal Choy, you can only take Ziburis. The worst of his lands, but people won't lend money. So Chazal said you can take from the Beninis. Whereas over here, says the Rashba, there's no net, it's not, you're no Nezek, Ushen Vereg B'Shusarabim, you didn't have. You're not chayiv, you didn't one of the mazikin. Therefore, you only pay from ziburis. You just need to give from the ziburis of your land. The Ketzois says the same halacha in Shin Tzadi Allah from his own accord without any raya that you pay from ziburis. It's not a proper nezik. Now there's three svaros in the Rishonim. Why a mazik pays from idis? Why a mazik has to give from the best of his land? The Chizkuni says, Odom Ruitze Bekav Shaloi, you took his field, you damaged whatever he damaged, even his fruit, whatever you damaged from him, you took something away which is his, you have to give the best or what you have to compensate that. Another sword brought in the Rishonim is Karka, you can't move Karka. If you damage somebody's property, if you're going to give Karka in Wales, let's say, if you've got a field in Wales, he might not be interested in a field in Wales. He might want a field in a prime location in Manchester where everyone wants to buy property here more than in Wales. And therefore, if you're going to give something far away, Chazal said, you know something, give idis, give at least the best. Metaltilin, if you haven't, you can't sell it in here, take it to a different place and sell it. But land, you can't take the land to somewhere else. In property, there's three main words. After Bekirin, property is location, location, location. And so therefore, Chazal said, you have to give the idis. And the Rashba says, a third svara, knas. We don't want people to go be mazik someone else. We don't want people to damage other people's property. So Chazal said, you damage someone's property, we're going to go to your fields, take the best field, the prime location, take that away. There's three svaras. There's either other moitz of a kav shaloi, or you can't sell it somewhere else, or because of knas. If you the Rashba, that it's a knas, we can understand very well, it's a different Rashba, you can understand very well why the Rashba in Tshuva says, by Shen Varegli, don't pay Idis, because there's no need to make a knas there. With B'Shus HaRabim, you were watching an animal and it ate. Somebody else had food in B'Shus HaRabim, it's not a knas. No need to make a knas. Now this halacha Mashinenis sounds like a halacha which is not so familiar. When do we have this halacha Mashinenis? A few years ago, Americanish Balabos flew from America to Eretz Yisrael for Simchas Torah. And they're selling Chosin Kol Na'orim. And he bid it, it went, it was an 800, 950, he said 1,000. He was very excited, he got Chosin Kol Na'orim. And after Yom Tov, the Gabba came to him and said, can I have $1,000 for Chosin Kol Na'orim? He said, what do you mean $1,000? We're in Eretz Yisrael. We're 1,000 shekel, I'm not giving more than that. I thought you were selling for Shkolim. And the Gabba said, excuse me, we sell it in dollars every year. You weren't here the past few years, but we sell it every year for dollars. Somebody's going to pay $950. You said 1,000. Of course you're paying dollars. It's about 4,000 shekel, four times the amount. And he said, I'm only paying 1,000 shekel, I don't have that money. So they went to Beis Din. And Beis Din said, Mishalim Ashenenis, you don't pay $1,000 because you didn't think they were selling dollars. It should have been more clear. But you pay more than 1,000 shekel, you're paying about 2,000 shekel. Mashenenis, what is that now? Chosin Kol Na'orim is such a big shul, the kibbutz. You pay Mashenenis. So sometimes Beis Din can pass him Mashenenis, even nowadays. Depends on what somebody had or not. You take something from somebody, there'll be Mashenenis. The next portion coming after Mazikin is the Dalet Shoyimim, Shemechino, Shemesocha, a Shoyel, and a Soicha, somebody who rents something higher. Now, a shoyim chinam is somebody who looks after something for free. He does it free of charge, a toiva for somebody who looks after somebody's item. When a shoyim chinam is finished looking after what he looked after, he makes three shvuas. Because a shoyim chinam is potter for geneva and aveda. He doesn't get paid. He's got the lowest level of shmir. A shoyim asacha who gets paid is chayiv for geneva and aveda if it got stolen or he lost it. The only thing a shoyim chinam is chayiv for is pashati if it was negligent. So when Hashem Echinam gives back his, when Hashem Echinam is finished, if the item is not there anymore, he has to make three shavuos. One is Shloi Pashati. You didn't make a shavuah that you were not negligent. You didn't leave your door open, and you let somebody come in. Next one is Shloi Shalachti Boyad. You didn't use it for yourself, because if you use it for yourself, you got din of a shoyl and you chayv even ba'oinsin. And the third one is She'ina B'shusa. He's not hiding behind your couch. It's really not in your house, because we don't want people to keep things and say, I wasn't Pesheya, I didn't touch it, but it's inside your house. Therefore, you make a shavuah, it's not in your house. Three shavuahs Hashem Echinam has to make. On this pasuk, Im lo yimotze haganav by the Hashem Echinam v'nikra ba'alabayis, elu elikim. Elu elohim, it's to Bezdin, it's Elohim. Says of Elilapion, a nice word, for somebody who wants to come close to Hashem, somebody's doing business and he wants to come close to Hashem. He says if you do business with Elich, you don't cheat, you don't touch someone else's property, it's the way to come close to Hashem. Im lo yimotze agar v'nikra ba'alabayis elu elohim. How does the ba'alabas want to come close to Hashem? Im lo yishalach yodim im lachis re'eyu. If he doesn't touch someone else's property, from a nice remembrance from Ali Lopez, someone doesn't touch someone else's things, there's a way to come, it's come Nikra Balabayis, Elo Elohim, to come close to Hashem. We see the similar thing the opposite way, around Midbar Sheker, Tirchok, somebody speaks Sheker, Tirchok, he's distancing himself away from Hashem. In the Pasukim, Leimotze Hagana V'Nikra Balabayis, Elo Elohim. Says about a turim, im loy yimotze agana v'nikrav, is Roshi Tevis Elio. Im loy yimotze agana v'nikrav. Roshi Tevis Elio. It's a remez for the halachin bava mitziah. Shnaim shefkide itzel echo. Two people go and give somebody, each of them are giving an item at the same time. Zem ona, zem osayim. He gives 100 zuz, and he gives 200 zuz. And 2 weeks later, they both come back to get the money. And both of them say, the Mosaim is mine. Both of them say, the 200 zuz belongs to me. What do you do? And Gemara says, each of them get 100 zuz, because 100 zuz definitely belongs to each of them. And the third 100 zuz, munach adshi of Elio. Says the Balatum, the rem is for this halacha of Elio, im lo yimotze haganav. You don't find the ganav. Rosh Hashanah is Elio, because Elio will show you who the ganav is. So Achronim ask an interesting question on this halacha. We know Torah lo v'shamayim hi. Torah, we have Dayanim, we have a Bezdin, we have a Shevi Shibu Yomecha to tell you what to do. If you go to a Rav with a Cholent, is a Cholent kosher or not? And the Rav tells you the Cholent is kosher. And a Baskel comes out and says, your Cholent is treif, there's no Hesha. You can eat it, you can make a Bracha and you can eat it, because Torah lo v'shamayim hi. We don't listen to Baskels. How can it be that all of a sudden we wait for Eliyahu Navi, we're going to listen to Eliyahu Navi? Why is it not a problem of Torah Vashamayim? The same kasha can be asked by the mon. Wherever the mon fell, we knew who this Isha, who her husband was. We saw where her mon fell. Where her bedside kosher came to. Wherever her meal came to, that's where who she belonged to. Same was with an Eved. Two people are fighting, this Eved's mine, this Eved's mine. Wait till tomorrow morning, we'll see where his food comes. And it'll be sorted. Why is that not a problem of Torah Vashamayim? Bezin didn't pass in this halacha. The Shemaim is telling us what's going on here.
It's just a clarification.
Oh, very good. So I really want to say that to be Megaleh the Metzias, just to say who belongs to without saying any dinim, to be Megaleh the Metzias is not a problem of Torah Lev HaShemaim. So here we can understand where Eliyahu Navi will just tell you who the 200 Zuz belongs to, just being Megaleh the Metzias. The same is by the mon. However, there are achronim that say that even to be megale metzias is also a chelik of Torah Shemaim, because at the end of the day, you're passing a din, you're saying this money, normally I'm moitzi mechavei olivarai, and here you're going along and saying this money belongs to Reuven because of Eliyahu Navi, or because of the way the mon felt. So I'm not going to answer the mon, but Rabbi Chanan says a beautiful teretz in Kovei Shurim, a beautiful teretz. He says, Eliyahu Navi is not going to tell us who the third 100 zuz belongs to. He's not going to. When Eliyahu Navi is there in Beis Din, they're not going to. How can you lie in front of Eliyahu Navi? They're not going to have the guts to lie in front of Eliyahu Navi. When Eliyahu Navi is going to be in Beis Din, they're just going to agree. All of this, they're going to see Eliyahu Navi's face. It could be because Eliyahu Navi knows the truth, so how can you lie in front of him? But they're not going to have the guts to lie in front of Eliyahu Novi. So it's going to be Munachachi of Eliyahu, because when Eliyahu Novi comes, all of a sudden the Gander will say, I'm sorry, it's not my money, I don't want to take money that is not mine in front of Eliyahu Novi. How can I do such a thing? And that has nothing to do with Torah Rashamayim. He will agree from his own accord that I'm sorry for taking for saying that the money is mine. The Meshech Chochma says a few nice diyukim between the parasha of Shema Chinam and the parasha of Shema Socha. The two parashas are one after another. By Shema Chinam, the pasuk says, Ki yitin isha l'ri'eyu kesev v'keilim. Kesev v'keilim. By Shema Socha, the parasha says, Ki yitin isha l'ri'eyu chamoyo shoy. All of a sudden, it's going from kesev and keilim to an animal. Says the Meshech Chochma, because the Shema Chinam is doing it for free. For free, anyone doesn't mind to take somebody's bit of money or a candlestick and put it in the cupboard and close the cupboard. No problem. But to look after someone's animal, full-time babysitting, you won't do that for free. You'll do that for money. And that's why for Shema Socha, the Torah uses the mashal of an animal. We find also by Shema Chinam, the pasuk says, V'gunav mi Beis Ha'ish. It's stolen from Beis Ha'ish. By Shema Socha, it says, V'gunav mi Imoy. It's taken from him because he's got a high level of Shemir. It's taken from him properly. From the Shema Chinam, it's just mi Beis Ha'ish. He's not Chayav Gineir and Aveda, as long as it's not a Pshia. But from the Shema Socha, it's Mamish V'gunav mi Imoy because he's got a high level of Shemir. One of the only three Shavuos, which is Midoraisa, is a Shavuos Moideh B'Miktsas. You give somebody money, you lend him money, and you ask him, can I have the money? And he says, I paid you half back, I only owe you £50, not £100. And he says, what do you mean? You owe me £100? No, I only owe you £50. You come to Beis Din and you make a Shavuos, it's a Shavuos D'Oraisa, a Shavuos Moideh B'Miktsas. Where do we learn out the Shavuos Moideh B'Miktsas from? The Gemara says, we learn it out from... The Pasuk says, Ki hu zeh. Akol avida sheyoyim ki hu zeh, ad Elohim yovei dvar shneim. Ki hu zeh is shvuos moideh b'miktsas. Ask the Gaon, when ki hu zeh do you see moideh b'miktsas? So you do it like a Gaon. The Gaon says, because ki hu is past. Hu is not here anymore. Hu. Zeh is something here you can see. Zeh eva kadesh, Hashem said to Moshe, come and see it. So he, who, and Zeh, what's going on? Can you see it or can you not see it? Moideh B'Miktsas. Half is here, half is not here. That's the Gaon's Pshat and Ki Hu Zeh. So Rameh Shapira says a beautiful Vah in Megillas Esther. We're coming up to Purim in a few months, but already got Adar Aleph coming soon. A few weeks. A beautiful Vah in Megillas Esther, I'll pray this Gaon. Pasuk says, "Mi uze Achashverosh said to Esther, 'Mi uze ve'ezehu.' Who is this behind the plan?" So the Medrash says, "Esther stuck out her finger to Achashverosh. It's you." And there was a sakana. So Malach moved it over to Haman. What's going on here? What did Esther want from Achashverosh? What was Achashverosh's question? "Mi uze ve'ezehu." Says the Meir Shapira, "Our Peter's gone." Achashverosh wanted to ask Esther, do you know who's behind the plan? Obviously Haman's doing it, on all the notices is Haman. But he was wondering whether Achashverosh was behind the whole plan. He signed everything, he was behind all the... He wasn't sure if Esther knows about it. Do you know who's behind the whole plan? Mi hu zeh, who's behind it, and who's the zeh? Mi hu zeh, who is the zeh, which is Haman, the ezeh hu, and who is the one that you can't see? Who is the who? She pointed the hand to Achashverosh, yes, you're the one, we can see it's you. Straight away the Malach moved it back over to Haman Sakona. Mi who's there, who is the Zeh, which is Haman, the Ezahu, and who is the who behind the plan? And she straight away, she knew who it was, but the Malach moved it across. A shoyel, the pasuk says, "Ba'ol of imoy." A shoyel is potter for a sheila bebailim. If you borrow something for somebody, and as you're borrowing something from the person, he is doing a favor for you. is Koshela Babailim, Paskin Aloch Lamaisa. You're potter from any damage that happened, even later on when a person is not doing you the favor. And this halacha is for all Dalet Shremim, the Gemara says. It's a hekesh to all Dalet Shremim. Is there any havana for this halacha? You borrow something from somebody and you ask him, do you mind just to pour me a drink? You know, while you're getting, do you mind just to pour me a drink? He pours you a drink, or you rent a car from somebody and he says, do you mind just to pour me a drink? He's doing you a favor while you're doing the kinyan. His chayvus, you're part of him. Any damage that happens, is there any svar behind it? Is it a choik? So the chinuch says, now since you're borrowing, when you're borrowing something and he's doing you a favor, so he's with you. So it's the umdina that he's going to watch anything that happens. And therefore the Torah said you're potter any damage because he's with you. Even though the Gemara says that afterwards you're still potter, loy plug says the chinuch. Once he was with you from the beginning, doesn't matter. It's a sheila babayim and you're potter. The Sipona says a different svara. If you're borrowing something from somebody and you ask him to do you a favor, so it could also be that you can employ him. You can ask him, I'll pay you to do a job. It's very hard to get employed nowadays. You have to be the right candidate, you have to fit the job. So he's so happy that you employed him. You know what, even if what I lent you, something goes wrong, don't worry. I'm so happy you employed me that it doesn't matter if something goes wrong. Now, by Hezek Sheinah Nikah and Groma, Yechai B'dinu Shomayim. What's the din of Sheila B'Bailim? You borrow something and the person is with you when he lends it, and then something goes wrong. What's the din of Yechai B'dinu Shomayim? You're potter. Sheila B'Bailim, potter Yechai B'dinu Shomayim. So Urcham asked a very interesting question. The Urcham asked, whenever we do an Aveira nowadays, why we chayv? We are a pikadon from Hashem. We borrowed our neshama every day. You're a pikadon from Hashem. And Hashem is doing favors to us the whole time. So it's a she'ele b'bailim. So why are we chai for averus? Erechaim's kasha, this week's parasha on the pasuk, she'ele b'bailim. Says the Erechaim HaKadosh, you're right, you're taka potter, but you're chai b'dina shamayim. And therefore Hashem is dina shamayim. Hashem will make sure that you get an oinish. You're chai b'dina shamayim. It's a big chiddush of the Erechaim HaKadosh, that she'ele b'bailim, which is brought down in the Gemara, if you're potter, there's no rhyme anywhere in Shas, that Yichai B'dina Shamayim. Chaim HaKadosh comes along and says, for She'ele B'Bayim, Yichai B'dina Shamayim. I'll just say a kasha from the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Rava told his Tamidim, whenever you borrow something, make sure to have a drink. Ask him for a drink. Because then, anything goes wrong, you're covered, like an insurance policy. Ask for a drink, and anything happens, you're covered. But if Yichai B'dina Shamayim, it's asked to tell Torah, Yichai B'dina Shamayim, so how can Rava give ideas, it's not going to help. His Talmidim, we don't want his Talmidim to be Chai B'dina Shamayim. So the Talmidim says a Chiddush that the whole din of Chai B'dina Shamayim is only for Pshia. For an Oynas, you won't be Chai B'dina Shamayim. Only for Pshia, Chai B'dina Shamayim, but Oynas, you'll be potter. And Rava didn't have a Chashash that his Talmidim would borrow someone's item and do an Oynas to it. For a Pshia, to do a Pshia. And therefore, for a Pshia, the whole having a drink helps for an oinus, for a pshia, it won't help, and there was no chashash la rava. Tamidim would do a pshia. Tzlocha rava.